It's time once again to dig deeper, along with Doug Greenwald, the Senior Teaching Fellow with Preserving Bible Times. Doug, I'm sure that most of us would claim to want to be a disciple. At least we think so. Where is the place to start?
Jim, the first century disciples of Jesus certainly knew their Bible well. That's because at age 5, they started their religious training at the local synagogue by memorizing the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible. The disciples' issue in the gospel is never, what does the Bible say? It is always, what does it mean? In the West today, our issue is very different from the first century. For the most part, many American Christians don't even know what the Bible says, let alone, what does it mean? Remember Paul's exhortation to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, where he says to Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself a workman approved, one who does not have to be ashamed, one accurately handling the word of truth." Did you get to see emphasis on work and on accurately handling God's word? The challenge for disciples of Jesus Christ today is this: what is your 10-year plan for increasing both your knowledge of God's word and your understanding of what does it mean? In Luke's 10th chapter, when a lawyer comes to Jesus to test him by asking, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus, being the consummate rabbi, answers a question with a question by asking, "How do you read it?" Jesus is asking that same question to his disciples today. How do you read my word? How do you understand it? How we respond to that question shapes our understanding of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus today.
So then it begins with Scripture, knowing it, understanding it, of course, learning it in context. And to help you, I suggest a visit to preservingbibletimes.org, because there you can dig a little deeper. Doug, thank you. And until next time on Digging Deeper.